Okay, so we're on Daf Chavdala tonight in Tanis, and we have a Siyum 1 week from tonight. So I'll begin on Chav Gimel with days. The bottom line. Okay, on Chav Gimel days 23b, the bottom line, page 46. So Rabbi Yossi Bar Avin, I'm Shchiya Kami, Rabbi Yossi Ben Yukrat. This Bar Avin, he would read frequently before Rabbi Yossi Ben Yukrat. Yossi Ben Yukrat is like the Rosh Yeshiva. So Rabbi Yossi Bar Avin is the Talmud in his Yeshiva. Shav Kiva Akhil Kamid Rabashi. He left Yeshiva A, where Rabbi Yossi Ben Yukrat was, and he went to Yeshiva B, where Rabashi was running the Yeshiva. From top line of Chav Dalet, 24A, the top line. He says, Yomachad Shame de Kharis. So the simple shot, or the one shot that Rashi has, is that Rabbi Yossi Bar Avin heard Rabashi one day saying, Amar Shmuel Shulah Dagman Ayam B'Shabbat, that if a person pulls a fish out of the sea on Shabbat, once it dries out, on his skin, an area the size of a cellar, which is a coin, he's chayav. So the malacha here is Netilat Neshama, taking life. So Rashi points out it wasn't Seda, because the fish could have been caught before. The fish could have been in the sea in a basket, so it can't get away. So it's not Mechusar Seda, but the question is, when is he going to be chayav for Netilat Neshama? So he's saying that once he pulls it out of the sea and then it dries off, in other words, so the malacha begins when he pulls it out of the sea, and then the malacha is nigmar when it dries off the size of a cellar, then it's definitely dead. Even though it may move around afterwards, it's a goner at that point in time. That's where the Gemara takes it. So they sent them sip to Gemara, and Rav Leibowitz was mentioning today, it's like gets into the issue, the Sfasemen says, what's the nafkamina between pulling it out of the sea and when it dries off the side. So the nafkamina would be, let's say he was shogeg when he pulls out of the sea, but then he realizes the Shabbos before it dries off. So then he wouldn't be chayav a korban chatat. In order to be chayav a korban chatat, it has to be chiltov sofo b'shogeg. So in other words, here, in the middle, he'd be slipping to mazit. So it wouldn't be chayav a korban chatat. But the other issue is, let's say he pulls it out on Shabbos out of the ocean, and then it dries off after Shabbos, so would he be chayav or not? So that's an issue that, the poskim speak about, and Rabbi Leibowitz mentioned today, and they had the Sifta Gemara, and I spoke to Rabbi Sablovsky about this as well. Let's say you have some alacho, let's say Zoreya. Zoreya, when I plant some on Shabbos, so then it'll take root, obviously, after Shabbos, right? In other words, I stick the seed in on Shabbos, it's not going to take root on Shabbos, so there's a delayed effect on chayav. But what about by other malacho? So there's machloket among the mefarshim. Let's say I stick, bread in the oven, and then it gets baked after Shabbos. In other words, so my chayav for that or not? In other words, you know what I mean? On Shabbat, but then it only gets baked into bread after Shabbos. And the same thing here. He pulls the fish out on Shabbos, but then it only dries off after Shabbos. Anyway, Naniach, whatever the case may be with that, though, so he hears Rav Ashi say this halacha, Shodach Bani Yom Shabbat, So Shmuel says, according to the way Rav Ashi quotes it, that once it dries off on its skin, the size of its cell, it's chayav. So Amar Lei, so Yossi Bar Avin, who had transferred to the new yeshiva recently, he said, you should say that it has to dry off between its fins. In other words, that's the area where it has to dry off. So Amar Lei, so Rav Ashi says to him, don't you hold it? Rabbi Yosef Rav Avin said that. That's so he didn't realize the person who was speaking, Rabbi Yosef Rav Avin. He says, don't you know that's Rabbi Yosef Rav Avin said? You should say it in his name. So Amar Lei, Ananihu, he says, that's me. So he says, Amar Lei, Vilav Kamid Rabbi Yosef Ben Yukra Habashchich Mar. He's been warning you before in this other yeshiva with Rabbi Yosef Ben Yukrat. He says, or Dibin Yukrat, Rabbi Yosef Ben Yukrat. Amar Lei, hey, and he said, yeah, I was there. So he says, Amar Lei, my Tama. How come you left yeshiva A and came to transfer to our yeshiva? He says, somebody who didn't have Rachmanis, i.e. the previous Rebbe, that's Rabbi Yossi Ben Yukrat, on his son and his daughter, is he going to have Rachmanis on me? Now the Gemara is going to relate the episode where he, Rabbi Yossi Ben Yukrat, didn't have Rachmanis on his son and his daughter. Okay? So the Gemara says on the first wide line on the Chavdal and Al, the Gemara says, "Berei Maihi." What's the incident with this son? The Gemara says, "Yom Achad Havu Agri Le'Agirei B'Dabra." So one day he, Rabbi Yossi de Ben Yochanan had hired workers in the field. They got late. It came evening, and the employer, Rabbi Yossi de Ben Yochanan, had not brought the bread. So either the minhag in that place was the employer brings the bread, or else they had stipulated it. But either way, he didn't bring the food that he was supposed to bring. So Amru lay the bread. So the worker said to the son, and then here, this is what the baraka is, yeah, tafninan. So he says, they were starving. So they were sitting under a fig tree. So Amar, the son, said, in other words, the fig tree was not in season, but the son said, fig tree come off, you know, produce fruit and let, you know, my father's workers eat. So the fruit came out and then the workers ate. Meanwhile, the father showed up. Amar, the father said, he says, don't, you know, have kindness against me that I was so late. I was actually busy with a mitzvah. I couldn't help it. He says, but Adhashta, who the Sagai took me until now to get here. So Amrulay, Rahmanali Saba, Kiechi da Asban Brah. He said, the Baruch Shalom should satiate you, like your son satiated us. In other words, he took care of our food situation. So Amrulahu, he says, where do you get food from? So Amru, Haki Bahaki Abamai said, this is what took place, and they related the whole thing. So Amrulahu, so Rabbi Yossi the Menuchrad says to his son, it's interesting, the son's name isn't identified, he says, you like bothered the Ribbono Shel Olam to cause him to bring forth fruit, not in its right time. You should die not in your right time. In other words, like you should die early. Okay, that's the first story. So he wanted to clear out of there. Then we'll do this daughter story and then we'll pause. In other words, he's saying you should die earlier than the time you would have normally died. He felt that it wasn't right, what the son had done. Now, what's the incident with the daughter? Avile Barata Balat Yofi, he had a daughter who was really stunning, beautiful. He says, Yomachar Chazilu Gavra, have a Kari Bahutza, the Kachazilai. So somebody had made a hole in the fence and was looking at the daughter. He says, Amarlo, my high. He says, what's going on? He says to the neighbor. So Amarlo, Rebbe, im lo chalo zachiti the rotaloske, if I'm not zoka to, you know, have her as a mate, as a fiance, can I be zoka to see her? He says, Amarlo, so he, Rabbi Yosef in New York, says to his daughter, BT, come and sarat luhu lebriyata, you're giving a lot of service to the brio here. Shuvi la pareh, go back to your dirt. In other words, like, you should die. He says, "V'lo yital shu bi'ech b'nei adam." So people won't be nechshal with you. So that was, and then the brach is on the words. The brach is on the words. B'chein haba. That's what happened. So he felt. I remember one year doing this in one machzor with Oscar Kranz was here. I remember him commenting on this whole story. So Rabbi Yossi Bar Avin was studying with Rabbi Yossi Dimin Yukra, but he, based on the way the Rabbi Yossi Dimin Yukra behaved with his children, he felt it's time to clear out of that yeshiva and transfer to another yeshiva. All right, any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? Yeah, there's always deeper explanation. Let me see if I have anything. I don't know what to say. Let me see. Doesn't sound like it. In other words, he doesn't sound like he was in the parsha to marry her. That's what it sounds like to me. All right. Anything else? Well, you're right. In other words, he obviously is on a high level. That like the Gemara is saying, like in his chus, the fruit tree came up with the fruit. The father. So I'm talking about the father. I mean, He said, come forth with the fruit for my father. What does he say? He says, let my father's workers be able to eat. So he's cashing in on the father, as it sounds like. So but that was it. All right. Who, what? Yeah, what can I tell you? Yeah. All right. Anything more? No. So we said it wasn't mechusar tzeda. In other words, the fish were in a basket. The basket's submerged in the water, so the fish can't get out. So
So you pick it up. No, but it's already nitzot. In other words, once it's captured already. All right. So I'm going to move on with Gemara. All right. All right. Let's take a look. So we're on Chaf Dalet Amud Aleph 24a, around the 10th very wide line in the small bays and parentheses. All right. So the Gemara says, we're still continuing on with Rabbi Yossi the Ben Yukra. He had a donkey. So people would lease the donkey each day. And when the evening, when they wanted it, like in the reserve, they're using the donkey for the day. At the end of the day, they'd put the money on the donkey. He says, and the donkey would come back on its own. In other words, it's like the donkey handles things on its own and put the thing. If they would put too much money, or too little money, it wouldn't come. In other words, you got to give the exact change for the donkey to go back home. So one day, the people who had leased it, they forgot a pair of sandals on it. The donkey didn't move until they took the sandals away. All right, that's it with the donkey and with Rabbi Yossi ben Yukrat. Elazar Ishbirta. There's a different person. When the Gabbai Tzedakah would see him, they the Gabbai Tzedakah, in other words, like people are collecting money for Tzedakah, they would run, and they would see him, they would run and hide. Because whatever he would have, he'd give them all the money. This is like the opposite of the typical situation. Like usually, the people are running away from the people who are collecting the money. Here, the collectors of the money are running away from him. He says, "Yom Achad have a salik l'shukah l'mizban niduni l'brate." So one day, he went to the marketplace to buy niduni as a dowry. He was buy something for his daughter for the daughter's wedding. This is Elazar Ishbirta, and there's this quote in Pirkei Avot. It was a similar name, Elazar Yishbar Tota, or something like the Gemara. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avot, it says you should give Tein Lomi Shalom, which I talk Shalom. In other words, like everything you have belongs to a Kaddish Baruch Hu, so give money for Tzedakah. So he says, Chazu Gabbai Tzedakah. So the Gabbai Tzedakah see him in the marketplace. Tashumine, they hid from him. Azal Rad Batrahu. So he ran after them. Amar Lahu. He says, I'm giving you a shvu. Tell me, what are you collecting money for? So he says, we're collecting money for an orphan, a male orphan and a female orphan. There was a chasan and a kala, they're both orphans. That's where we're collecting so they can have a nice wedding. And he had the money for his daughter's wedding. Amar lahen, ha'avudah shen kod min libiti. He says, ha'avudah is like lash on shvua. Because they have priority of my daughter. He says, he took all the money he had with him, which is going to be for the daughter's wedding, the for the dowry. He gave him all the money. So he had one zuz left over. He says, and let's take a look what the Bach says. The Bach has Zavin Bechite. So not Zavin Le, but Zavin Bechite. So with the zuz, he bought wheat. Then he went back home and he threw the wheat. Ba'kalba is in like the storehouse. He says, I tried to be too. So his wife came back from wherever she was. The wife says to the daughter, "My idea of what did your dad bring back? I know he was going to shop for your nidunya. What did he bring back?" So Amrullah, so the daughter says to the mother, whatever he brought back, he threw into the storehouse. So Atya Lemiftach Baba Da Kalba. So the wife went to open the door to the storehouse. Tazat Kalba Demayachite. She sees the whole storehouse is like brim high with wheat. She says, Vikanafka Bitsinor Dadasha. And the wheat is coming out. the door hinges. He says, Lemiftach Baba Mechite. You can't even open the door because there's so much wheat in this storehouse. In other words, the wheat had miraculously multiplied. Says Asla Barati the Baymetra. So the daughter who was getting married went to the Beis Medrash. Amalei, and she says to the father, Bo Rema Salakha, you've got to come and see what your beloved did for you. In other words, Gona Shalom is your Oavcha. This is Elazar Yishbirta. So Amarla,
So he said, Ha'avodah, it's like a Lashon Shru again, Harein Hekdesh Alayah. I declare all the wheat Hekdesh. Now, Hekdesh doesn't mean it clears the place of Mikdash. So there's two ways to understand this. This is what Leibowitz was saying. He's saying that either shot is that he meant, even though he said that he really meant it's like Hekdesh for the Aniyam. In other words, even though he says Hekdesh, the base of Mikdash, he means Hekdesh L'Aniyam. But then one of the Mepharshim wants to say that after Korban base of Mikdash, if you say something is Hekdesh for the base of Mikdash, it means it's Hekdesh L'Aniyam. But either way, so your rights that weed are no more than any other pauper, you know, with the weed. That's that story. All right, any questions, comments, or thoughts on that story? That's an excellent, excellent question. And it just so happens, it's on the Daf Digest. So let's read what the Daf Digest has to say. So,
what was the question?
Okay, Yosef asked, aren't you limited on how much stock you can give? The Gemara says in Masechet Ksubos on Daf Nun that a person should not give more than a fifth of his income to tzedakah. And here he's given everything. So the Gemara in Ksubos and Daf Nun states that an act was established by the sages in Usha. The maximum amount a person may give to tzedakah is one-fifth of his assets, he says. Oh, so he says one-fifth of the assets. Okay. This is accordingly the Gurus Ari. The Gurus Ari is the same as the Shagas Ari. He says he questions the actions of Elazar Birta. What does he call him? Elazar Min Birta? What is he called here? Elazar Ish Birta. Of Elazar Ish Birta, he says, who gave away everything he owned. You get the idea. How is Elazar permitted to dispense all he owned in apparent disregard of the guidelines of the enactment of Usha? We cannot say that Elazar Birta had more assets at home and he only gave away the stock in his pockets, because if this was the case, the stock collectors would not have felt that they were depriving him of his last coins. It also seems that Elazar was a genuine pauper, as he told his daughter that she was no different than any other poor person, and therefore not eligible to take more than her share from the wheat that was discovered later in the story. But that means that the daughter was a pauper. In other words, there was your pauper and there are paupers. Everybody's got equal share. The Gemara Ari resolves this based on the view of the Rambam in his Perush LeMishnayot in Peah, that the restriction to limit stock to one-fifth of one's assets is optional. If one wishes to be more pious, he's allowed to give more. This is what Elazar Birta did. That's the way that the Gurus Ari, but that's the way the Gurus Ari responds. He's got another thing here, but it doesn't really seem so directly on point. All right, now let's see. One second, Nisim. Okay, all right. Now let's go back. We have another piece here from the Al Hadaf. He says the Gemara later of Yosi ben Yukra reprimanded his son for an unnecessary miracle, for viewed as though he troubled Hashem, changed the course of nature. Going back a couple lines, when the son of Rabbi Yossi ben Yukrad, he said, you know, tree, come forth with your fruit. So it was like a miracle for her. The fruit came forth. Similarly, on Amud Beis, the Gemara relates that Rabbi once prayed for rain during the summer as a challenge to him by a Gentile king. Like Shabur Malka said, like his mother, Shabur Malka's mother said, the Jews are, you know, don't mess with them because they have like tremendous impact in Shemayim. And he says, what do you mean? He says, they pray for rain and the rain comes. He says, well, the rain comes because rain comes anywhere. They were praying in the winter. Now it's the middle of summer. Let them pray for rain now, and I'll believe. So Ifra Hormi sends the message to Rava, I want you to pray for rain. And he prays for rain, and the rain comes. First, it doesn't come, and then he goes, and he prays against Hashem, and it comes. So it was considered inappropriate for him to force Hashem to change the normal course of nature. This concept is also expressed on Kafam Beis, where Rav Yanai says that a person should enter a dangerous place. It means that tzaddik from Hashem will perform a miracle because in heaven they deduct from one's zechusim, means zechuyot, when a miracle is performed on his behalf. The Gemara also relates of several tzaddikim who refused to benefit from Maaseh Nisan, part of the miracle. Rashi and Chavdalat Amun Aleph, Dibur Machla El Kachad, it sounds like on our sugya, explains that one should not benefit from a miracle because this too decreases one's zechusim. The Alkadim Iri, in the name of several commentators, they asked that since it is forbidden to benefit from Maaseh Nisim, how in the story of Hanukkah were they permitted to benefit from the oil that miraculously increased eightfold? In other words, the Tzadah Shava is that a person shouldn't benefit from Maaseh Nisim. So if that's the case, so how do we have, we just finished Hanukkah a few hours ago, how do we have where the Cheshbonaim benefited from the oil, which was miraculous? He says, in answer, he cites the Yad David, who differentiates between individual use and commercial use. He explains that an individual must be concerned that benefiting from the product of a miracle diminishes the zechusim. However, when the miracle benefits the general public, they need not be concerned about a decrease in their zechusim. Alternatively, he suggests that it is only forbidden to derive benefit from a mitzvah for personal matters, but for the sake of mitzvah matters, like mitzvah of lighting the menorah, the base of mikdash, it's permitted. He says, Rashi on Chavdalan Rebeis indicates that it is not forbidden to benefit from Ma'aseh Nisim. It is merely contraindicated, but in the absence of another option, it's permitted. Accordingly, since at the time the Jews had no other means of obtaining pure, untainted olive oil, they were permitted to benefit from miracle oil. It doesn't mean you never can, but, you know, on a rare instance. Now, the Ben Ish-Chai postulates is forbidden to benefit only from conspicuous miracle, but not from a concealed miracle, such as the miracle that Eliyahu Hanavi performed for the woman from Sorafat, as related in Malachim, where a jar of oil and container of flour miraculously remained perpetually full. Hanukkah perhaps falls under the category of hidden miracle because the jug of oil, when there were limbs replenished conspicuously, and Rabbi Lieber was mentioned as well. There's two types of miracles. One type of miracle is Yesh Mayayim, like poof, doesn't exist, and now the miracle occurs, it exists. But the other type is it exists, and Hashem causes it to expand. That's like the type with the grain here, the oil on Hanukkah, and Eliyahu with the Yishis from Sorfat. So those things, in other words, they had oil just increased. Okay, I'm going to move on. This is we said that it's like it you pull from your zechuyo. In other words, your bank, you have a bank account in Shemayim, you're making a big withdrawal. That's that seems to be the problem. Okay, let's see back in the Gemara. Okay, so we're around 8 lines above where it gets very wide. Okay, so Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi is the grandson of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi is the editor or the codifier of the Mishnah. This is his grandson. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi a Gazar Tanita. He was Gozer fast. By Rachme, he was in Palo. Over no rain. Amar Kamikim Shmuel Ramatil Yehuda Ben Gamliel. This is what is the difference between Shmuel Ramatim and Shmuel Hanavi? Shmuel Hanavi, he prayed for rain only by himself. And he prayed for rain, and it wasn't even the time for rain. And I'm having Xera, and we need the rain now, and I can't get the rain. This is oil of the door, Shkein Nitka, Lord of the generation. Shkein Nitka could mean that, you know, I'm the point, the leader in that generation. Oil of the Mishal Tabimav, the person like in his day that rose this way. It says, Kalash Daite. Then having said that, Kalash Daite, he felt like Shvach, he felt lousy. He says, so I permit you, the Mitzvah came. The idea is that when the person, he feels sort of downtrodden, like brought low, so his tefillah are more sincere. And that's what a Kadosh Baruch Hu looks for, you know. The Bein Nasi Gazar Tanita, the house of Nasi, would go there a fast, below the end of the Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. They didn't notify Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish at the fast. In the morning of the fast, they told them, we weren't on the top of the fast yesterday, before Minicha. So Amar Lein, Anan Batre Gurarinan. He says, so we're Nigrari after them. And it was, they declared this, that they were still included with it. The Bein Nasi Gazar Tanita, the Hasan Nasi goes there fast, the Lach Mitra rain didn't come. Tanhu Oshia Zaira didn't come right. So Oshia Zaira means like the smaller, the Reb Oshia, this is Oshia Zaira, the lesser, smaller Oshia ben Kavrayim from the colleagues. He said, Vayayim Enei Adon Estalish Dagah. Enei Ha'eda was Sanhedrin, leaders, the rabbinic leaders of the generation, really the members of Sanhedrin are the Enei Ha'eda Estalish Dagah. This is Mashallah Kalashi Veda Via. It's like a Kala that's in her father's house. If she's got beautiful eyes, the rest of the body doesn't have to be checked out. You assume the rest of the body follows the eyes. If the eyes are weak, or the way Rashi has it here, if the eyes are not good, does Rashi have, he says, Rashi has it, so the whole body needs to be good. Meaning that the house, in other words, the Nasi was goes there the fast. And he was, by implying that the leadership wasn't such good leadership, is what he's saying. In other words, the leadership is good, Hashem just looks at the leadership and grants the rain. But then if the leadership's not good, then
and he looks at everything. He assumes that everything that comes up, he checks everybody out. So he says, so the Gemara says, Atu Abde, so the servants from the house of Nasi came, Ramali Sudra Batsavra, they put like a sudar, like a scarf around his neck, the Kamatsarule, they were tormenting him, they didn't like the statement. And the way Rebut said, he was coming from a shachter, like the Nasi, sometimes you had good Nasi and bad Nasi, you know, that depends on the situation. It says, I'm in Lahu B'nai Mate, so the people in this town said to them, come to leave him. He also gives us the Ajita, but once we saw that everything he does is sincere, he makes his statements to change from Mayim, lo Ami Le Midi, so we don't say anything to him, and we leave him. You should also leave him. Rebbe Gazar Tanitim Loatamitra. Rebbe was Gozer fast and no rain. Not Kami Ilfa. So Ilfa was Yori before Mitzdav. Remember, we had Ilfa just a few days ago. Remember, Ilfa and Rabbi Yochanan, that was on Sunday, right? Was that yesterday? No. It was on Shabbat? No, it was just Thursday. Yeah, it was, on Chaf Aleph. Remember, Ilfa and Rabbi Yochanan, remember, they left the yeshiva, and they thought we were going to make money, and then, remember, they heard the Malachim speaking. Yeah, Rabbi Yochanan heard the Malach speaking, and Ilfa went on, and then Ilfa came up. He said, my learning is also good. Anyway, let's see back in the Gemara. What's the place? The only thing is like this, though. I must say, it says Rebbe Gazar Tanita. So Rebbe's Rebbe Yehuda Nasi. No. Rebbe Yehuda Nasi is the generation before Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. So it could be. Anyway, so Rebbe goes to the Luat Mitra, Nachi Tami Ilfa. Ilfa was Yori before Mr. Shlitzi Bor, but Amila Rebbe Ilfi, other same as somebody else. Amar Mashiva Ruach, when he said the words, Mashiva Ruach, the Hashem caused the winds to blow, Taif with us, Benasha Zika, the wind blew. Morida Gashem, but Atamitri, to Morida Gashem, and the rain came down, the very effective Tfila. So Amarli Mayovadat. So Rebbe said to him, like, what do you do? What are your ma'asim that you have so effective with this tefila? So Amarli said, Dayarna Bekusta Dechika. I live in a very poor town. Like Chamer L'Kiddusha V'Avdalta. So there's no wine for Kiddush and Havdalta there. Tarachna Batina Chamer L'Kiddusha V'Avdalta. So I go to the effort to bring wine for Kiddush and Havdalta. So I'm picking the Huayde Chobatayu. And I'm motzi them their Chova. So I don't know if he means that he recites the Kiddush and the Havdalah is so that he'll be motzi them, but he sees that they get wine in the town. That's just the course. It's interesting, you know, on Shabbos, I assume you said this also as part of like when the Mishnah Berakh we have after you come poor account. Do you say this like Mishnah Nimnir Lamor behind the Kiddush Havdalah after you come poor account on Shabbat morning? Do you say you come poor account after the Havdalah? You don't say you come poor account? We have a tefillah we say after the Havdalah, which is Yikum Pur Khan and Shemaya, like the salvation rise from heaven. But then after the Yikum Pur Khan, there's one paragraph of Misha Beirach, you know, that you should bless everybody, and among the people who bless, the people give wine for Kiddush and Havdalah. You're going to need to spend more time with Ashkenazim. That's the Yetzer. You need to spend more time with Ashkenazim, and I have the perfect recipe for you. You come to the Ashkenazim on Shabbos, and then you finish, and then you come back with Daf Yomi. Then you come back with Daf Yomi. This is the best way to spend Shabbos. Now, let's see back on the Gemara. So, okay, Rav, we're again 8 lines from the bottom. Rav Iklalu Atra, Rav came to a certain locality, Gazar Tanit, he was Gozer Tanit, Luatamitra, the rain didn't come. Nachikam Ishlicha the Tzibura, so an unidentified Tzibur was Yorei before Rav. Amar Mashiva Ruach, he said the words Mashiva Ruach, it's not even the Bakasha, just that you caused the winds to blow, the Nashav Zika, the wind blew. Amar Mori Gashem, Batamitra, and he's in the ring king. Amar Le Mayo Badach, he said, what do you do? What are your masim that you're Zoka for this? Amar Le, Mikri Dardakiana, I'm a lehrer. I teach children. Umakmin Lubni Aniye Kimea Tire, I teach the poor children just like the wealthy children. They can't afford it. I don't take anything from them. He says, I have these fish ponds. If a kid is like off the derech, he's not learning so well, so I kind of bribed them with the fish. I guess the fish was a hot item in those days. We said, Rashi says, I'm attacking them, they're everything should be to Seder. And it's like, I appease them. So they come and they read. And Rabbi Leibowitz mentioned that the Ben Yehoyada says, the fish is taken out of water, it dies. So too, it means like the water is Torah. So in other words, if a person removes himself from Torah, they die. So it's like it's a lesson. Like he's mishachid with the fish, but there's a lesson with the fish also. All right, let's take a look. Rav Nachman Gazer Tanit. Rav Nachman was Gazer Tanit. By Rav Nachman, able to watch Mitzri. He was piled on the wood, rain to come. Amar Shatul Nachman Chutz Mekudu La'ara. This is like take Nachman himself, throw him from the wall down to the ground. He says, "I'm a lousy leader." You're right. I was Gozer. I prayed. I didn't get results. College Daite, again, like before, he felt like it's really shvat. He says, then the rain came, and the idea is, again, that Hashem likes a person who feels like lowly, like you have the right, you know, mental attitude to approach tefillah. He says, where am I up to? Are you about to mention? Okay, Rabbah, two lines to the bottom. Rabbah goes there, Tanita. Rabbah was goes there, Tanit. By Rachmi, Bilo Atamitra. He was in Pavel, and the rain didn't come. Amrulay, they said to him, Rabbi Yehuda, do you have a Gazer Tanit Atamitra? Rabbi Yehuda, when he was Gozer Tanit, the rain would come right away. Now he says, Amr Lahu Mayadid. He says, what am I going to do? Imishim Tanuye a Divina Minayu. If you're going to compare our learning, our learning is at a higher level than Rabbi Yehuda's learning was. He says, Divishneid Rabbi Yehuda, the years of Rabbi Yehuda, called Tanuye, all the learning from page on the top line on days, 24b line 1. They spent their whole time learning Seder and Ezekiel. And we, the Rabbis says this, we do all six Sedarim. This is V'chiyav Amati Rav Yudah Ba'uksin, Aisha Shukubeshet Yerepik Dei Rav Amin La'azaitim Shukusham Tirfei and Tohorin, Amar Abayu Rav Shmuel Kachazina Hacha. When Rav Yudah got, either Uksin can be Masechet Uksin, but it doesn't seem that way because the next line is actually Mishnah from Masechet Taharot, but he means like the topic of Uksin, it means the topic is Yadot. We've covered this before, but for Tumah Taharot, you have a fruit, so a fruit can be Makabel Tumah. If there's a stem on the fruit or the vegetable, the stem could be a conduit for a Tumah or for Tara. In other words, so if the fruit is Tameh, the tumor can, you know, go through the stem, even though the stem is not edible. You got it? In other words, because you handle the thing with the yad. Or it can be macabre tumor through the stem. But that's only if the stem is viable that I can lift and hold the thing with the fruit with it. If the stem is like weak and it can't support the fruit or the vegetable anymore, then it doesn't get it in the yad. So when he would get to the Mishnah that says, Aishish Kavashin Yerek Vekadera, the woman is preserving a vegetable in the pot, and it means, and then the stems, you know, wouldn't be so strong anymore. But Amrila Zaytim Shemusham Mitzir Feyan, or others say it was the Mishnah, and this Mishnah is a Masechet Uksim, that olives that you crush them is like to preserve or to pickle Mitzir Feyan with the leaves, Tohorim, but it means that the Yadot are not, you know, viable as Yadot. So he, Rabbi Yehuda, on line 5, would say, Amar Habayit Rabbi Shmuel Kachazin Ahacha. I see the most difficult questions of Rav and Shmuel here. Whereas we, Rabbi says, we have 13 yeshivas studying Masechet Uchtin. Rabbi Yehuda, he have a shalom chamasana atimitrin. Rabbi Yehuda, when he would take off one shoe, it's like inui for the fast, the rain would come. And it was, you didn't have to fast, you didn't do anything. Just take off one shoe, and the rain comes. We're fasting, and we're crying out the whole day. But like the Ashka, come on, nobody's paying attention to her. And Hashem isn't paying attention, but they're not getting answered. Yeah. So if you're talking about my ma'asim, if somebody knows of a ma'asim that I'm not doing right, come to let me know. About ma'asim gedolei ador, what can the gedolim do? The shein doran domei yafes, the generation which is talui. In other words, you need the leaders, you need the generation. So if the generation's not ruwi, that's the way it goes. All right, now Rabbi Yehuda, Chaza Hanau Beitrei, the Havu Kaparti Berifta. So again, going back with Rabbi Yehuda, So Rav Yehuda is the one who would take off one shoe when the rain would come. He saw these two people who were playing with bread, like tossing the bread one to another. He says, Amar Shomina Ika Saba Ba'alma. He says, I see there must be plenty in the world and people aren't so careful about the food. He gave it a look, and then there became famine in the world. In other words, he had a negative look at it and they had famine. I'm really Rabban Rav Kahana, Barid Rav Nechunya, Shame. So the Chachamim said to Rav Kahana, son of Rav Nechunya, who was Shame, his attendant. In other words, he's Rav Yehuda's attendant. He says, let's see what the Bach has. He says, Shame Damar. The Shechiach Tame, Naasiyah, Dalepa, Pinchas, Samach, Lashukya. He says, I want you to try to arrange it that he, Rabbi Yehuda, ends up walking in the marketplace. He says, Asya, so he did that. He arranged for him to walk in the marketplace. He worked in the market. He saw like a whole gathering of people. So Rabbi Yehuda said, what's going on? Why is everybody gathered around? We're gathered around because somebody has a container of dates that he's selling. So it's a big hot item, and so that's where we're all gathered around. It says, Amar Shomina Kafnabama. So Rabbi Yehuda says, now I see that there's a famine in the world. Amar the Shame, he said to his attendant, Shlofli Misane, take off my shoes. Shalafle Fad, in other words, take off the shoes because he wanted to do it fast, and one of the new him is Nilat Sandal. Shalafle Fad Misana, he took off one shoe, Ba'at Mitra, and the rain came right away. Kimatul Mishlaf Achmina, when he wanted to take off the next shoe, Ata Eliyahu, Eliyahu Navi came, Amarle, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yishafet Achmina, Ma'achriv La'alma. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, if you take off the next shoe, I'm going to destroy the world. It sounds like that he's Matria. There's more than one shot on this line. Let me see what the article said. One second. Oh, okay. The Marshal suggests footnote 13 that if you bring enough rain to end the drought or famine, like one shoe, you wish to remove the other shoe, bring more rain to the prosperity of the poor. So, however, if you're causing heaven to alter radically the course of nature once, it was not proper from day as it had been done second time when such intervention was not critical. In other words, no, he was going to ask for more rain, more rain. He says, other than this is in quite the reverse manner. God's love for Rabbi Yehuda is so great, he would not put Rabbi Yehuda further afflict himself. All right, so that's the way that goes. Okay, who's the questions, comments, thoughts on anything we did so far? Everybody okay in the Zoom world? Everybody good? Make sure. Okay. All right, let's go further. I'm looking at what's concerned. Okay. So we're around eight lines above where it gets wide on Chaptam Days. Amar of Mari, the Rav about Shmuel. So Mari, the son of the daughter of Shmuel. So remember, so Rashi brings down, Rabbi Levi was to mention this, that Rashi brings down the daughter of Shmuel were captured, the daughters. And the daughter was, there was a non-Jew that got into an intimate relationship with her. And she had an offspring with this non-Jew. So the non-Jew's name was, I think, Isur. And Esau ended up converting, but the Gemara says that the child was horatobik shlobik kedusha. In other words, he was conceived not in a state of kedusha, but later tobik kedusha. But he was born. Yeah, either way, it's Jewish. Yeah. So leave the stuff about the later and the other thing. But anyway, she has this child, and the child it became big Talmud Chacham. So he says Amar Amar brought about Shmuel. He said, I was standing on the banks of the Papa River. Papa's the name of the river. I saw angels that resembled sailors. He says, they were bringing sand. They filled the ships with sand. And then miraculously, it got changed into flour. This is during the time of Rabbi Yehuda. So now what's the base saying? He says, so everybody came to purchase from it. Now there's two gear cells here, either by Amina Lahu or Amar Lahu. If it's be Amina Lahu,
then that would mean that Rav Bari is the one who's doing the talking. Rav Bari telling him not to take it. If it's Amar Lahu, and some say that's the way it goes, that it would be Rav Yehuda, who's the one who took off the shoe, and the whole, that he told them not to do it. So Amar Lahu, Mehalo Tiz Bin Nun. You shouldn't purchase this wheat. He says, Damasi Nisimu, because it came from a miracle. We covered that earlier in the digest, in the Al Hadaf, rather, the Al Hadaf. He says, Lamakar, I can arbi dechite de Parzina. So the next day, though, ships came with 100% wheat from Parzina. So again, we start off the Rabbi Yehuda was able to bring the rain, which is for taking you off one shoe. Then Rav Mari relates that he observed, and it sounds like during this famine, he observed malachim, angels, filling a boat with sand, and the sand miraculously converting into flour. It sounds smita is really flour, into flour. And so either he, Rav Mari, told people, or Rav Yehuda told people not to purchase that flour because it came from a nace. And then the Gemara says the next day, though, boats brought actual wheat, and they were able to bring that, ate that. Okay, let's keep moving in the Gemara because we're running out of time. Now, so we're four lines above where it gets wide on Chavdal and Abdes. So Rabba Ikla Hagronia, Rabba came to Hagronia city, Gazer Tanikus, Gozer Tanikulat Mitra, again, no rain. We saw a number of Chachamim like this. Amar Lahu, he said to all the people, Itu Kuliyama Batani Taihu. In other words, the fast was over, but he said, I want you to continue fasting tonight. It's a little bit rough deal. Try to tell that to people. He says, Lamachar Amar Lahu, the next day he said to all of them, Mika the Chazi Chelma. Lema, if somebody saw a dream last night, let me hear what the dream was. Shai, you still with us? Okay. So Amar Lahu Reb Lazar Me'agronia. Reb Lazar Me'agronia said, L'didi Akarnim Bechelmi, I saw in my dream that I was like caused to recite the following sentence. Shalom Tav, like good Shalom, L'Rav Tav, the good Rabbi, and Ribon Tav, from the good Master, L'Ribon Shalom, to be Tuvei Me'agronia, that from his goodness he's good to his. That's what the message was from Lazar Meha Gronia. So Amar Rabba said, I said, me by Rachame, so I said, to ask for Rachame. By Rachame, by Atimitris. Bakeshi Rabba was Bakesh Rachame, and rain came. Hahu Gavra, the Chai of Nagda, the Dina, the Rabba, the Shum Dabal, Kuti. So there's a certain person, a Jew, with Chai of Malkod, in the Bezdin of Rava, because he had relations with a non-Jew. Nadi Rava, Rava gave him Malkod, Umid, and then the person died. Well, Rabbi Levi said he didn't properly, evaluate the person, I guess, properly, whatever, and the person ended up dying. Ishtama Milta Beishavur Malka. The news came to Beishavur Malka, the Persian king, is always something I ran into every daf. So Beishavur Malka, I had to see the Rava, the one Saras to going around killing people. It's my kingdom. I kill people. You can't kill people. It says, Amalei Ifra Hormiz, even in Shavu Malka, Lebra. So Ifra Hormiz, who was the mother of Shavu Malka, said to her son, don't get involved with problems with the Jews. The Choman Dabayan Mimarayu Yailu, whatever they ask from the master, from the Ribbono Shel Olam, he gives them. Amalei, he says, like, what are you talking about? So she says, they ask for Rachmim and rain comes. So Amar La, Hahuni Shuntas into the Mitru. That's because it's the rainy season. That's why it comes, not because they're prayers. Hello, Lidau Rachmim in the Mitru Batamus, Belaiti Mitru. Let them pray for rain now in the middle of summer. Let's see how they do with that. So Shalachal in the Rabbah. So if Prahormi is sent a message to Rabbah, Kavin Date, by Rachmim, Belaiti Mitru. I want you to focus your kavana and be napaleel that rain should come. By Rachmei Vloati Mitra. So Rabba focused and the rain did not come. Amar Lefanav, whereupon Rabba said, and he quotes the Pasuk from Tehillim. Pasuk says, Elokim Boaznenu Shamanu, with our ears we heard, Avathinu Sipru Lanu, our forebears told us, Poel Pa'alta Bimei and Bimei Kerem, that you did like miraculous things in their days. That's the end of the Pasuk. But Anu, But we, this is Rava speaking, we don't see that. Atamitra, Adashaka Marzavate the Tsipure, or some say the Mechuza, the Digla. So rain came down to the gutters. Now, if you have argument with Tsipure, which is in the Eretz realm, the Rava and Shabramalka would be in Babel, where we're near there. So it seems more like Babel. So the other gear is the Mechuza. Mechuza was the city of Rava. Since the gutters of Mechuza, you know, the water filled in Digla to the Tigris River. Ata Avua. So then that night, Rabbi's father appeared to him in a dream. He says, is there somebody like, you know, it's not appropriate to be my triach shamayim to do all these things that you were asking. He says, I think you should like change the place where you're sleeping. In other words, don't sleep in the same spot tonight. So Shani Duchte. So Rabbi changed his bed. The next morning, he saw that his bed was filled with like knife slashes from knife. So Rashi points out that on the second arrow line, left hand column, says Shretzu Shadim Lahorgo. The Shadim wanted to kill him. And he says it was a masturbation shaman. So in other words. Sounds like it wasn't so good that he'd asked for the rain. All right, I'm going to move on. 10 lines to the bottom. Rapapa Gazar Tanita, Loata Mitra. Rapapa was Gazar Tanit and rain didn't come. Kalash Libe, he felt Shva. Sarah Pincha de Daisa. So, in other words, he was fasting, but he felt like really lousy from the fast. So, or Sarah Sharah Pincha de Daisa. He ate. Like a spoonful, they said, of grits, or Rabbi Leibowitz said, porridge, Ubay Rachamay, Vlachamitra, and Vlachi Rachamim, and the rain didn't come. Only Rabbi Nachman said to him, Bar Ushpasti, so it's that's the name, Rabbi Nachman Bar Ushpasti. He says, Yishar Mar Pinchach Riti Daisa Aitimitra. If you had one, had another one, maybe the rain would come. So one way to understand it is like he's like giving him like a sort of like a patch, you know, like you're fasting, you're eating the fast, then you're paleo. Then why don't you have some more? You know, see what happens. And but the other way is to say the way the Rambam was saying. Another way to understand this is that Rav Nachman was generally concerned for. This is Rav Papa. This is Rav Papa. Yeah, that Rav Nachman was concerned for Rav Papa, and he's saying that like maybe you should have had like some more to have it. But Rav Papa felt a little bit like. You know, off from the statement. He says, but Chalash Da'ite. So again, Chalash Da'ite means he's like his state of mind. He feels like humble. This is Va'atamitra. At that point, the rain came. And again, the idea is like if a person feels that sense of anivus and crushed spirit, then that's like the recipe for a good tefillah. All right, now we're up to the series of stories with Rabbanina Bedosa. Any questions comes to.
Yeah. So. He felt that sense of anivus because he had to eat.
That in other words, he ate, but then he felt like badly that this Rav Nachman had said to him, you know, why don't you eat some more? Like in other words, he said you didn't do it right. You should have prayed before you ate. But he felt like he just felt lousy about the whole thing. He says,
I thought the moral of the story is if you need to eat on a Yom Tov, you should, and the rains will come.
Well, Rashi says, if you look at the Rashi, the left-hand column, Rashi says, it's in the middle of the Rashi, Yisharif Marachat Apinza Dadaisa, like he was like, sort of, sounds like ridiculing him, Yishim the time of Rashi Vahadra by Rachman, that he eats, and then he's Mabakish Rachman. But either way, he felt lousy. It could be the way Rabbi Leibowitz was saying that Rav Nachman meant it like you should eat more to be strong, but either way, he felt so lousy about the whole sequence of events. So that was the recipe for a good feeling. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it didn't say kill him. No. The king was after. First of all. I don't know if Rava was aware the king was after, but the king wanted to, you know, to punish him. And then Ifra Wimmy said, don't start up with him.
And then, but all he knows is he gets a message from Ifra Hormiz and wants you to pray for rain. I don't know if she explained the whole circumstances with it, but whatever the circumstances are, it means that you don't use the tefillah like a faucet, you know, like in other words, just like, yeah, like I'll do miracles, you know, like that's what we were saying. Like, you don't do like, you know, the Masi Nisan here, there, and the other place. All right, I got to keep moving. All right, what's up, Rafi? What? Right, that's right. Yaakov, why don't you join us for 5 lines? I get your yeah, point. Okay, so Chafdal and Amud Beis around. Okay, I gotta keep moving, otherwise I'm gonna run out of time, Rafi. Okay, we'll see how it works out then. Now, so we're 10 lines from the bottom on page 48. Okay, you have it. Okay, Reb Chanina ben Dosa. Is, you know, known throughout Shas, like he's a, like this miracle worker. He's a Tana, Rashi points out. He was traveling on the way. It began to rain. Now the whole world is in Benachat. They have farms. They're happy that it rains. This is a Chanina Batsar. But I'm in a state of distress. He says, Pasak Mitra. The rain stopped. When he got home, now everybody's in a state of tsar because they have their fields, it's not raining on it. I'm happy because I don't have, I'm at home and I don't have any fields and I don't need the rain. The rain came. I'm Rabbi Yosef. My Ahanilei Slut in the Kohen Gadol, Gabi Rukhani Mendoza. He also said, what did the feel of the Kohen Gadol help compared to what Rukhani Mendoza? Was like praying for it. None, because we learned the Mishnah Masechet Yonah, Hayami Palel Tefillah Ksarah B'Vid Achiton. So the Mishnah says that the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, after he would leave the Kodesh Kadashim, he would have a Tefillah Ksarah B'Vid Achiton. So he says, Ma'i Gitzalei, so the Gemara says, what would he say? What Tefillah would he have in the B'Vid Achiton? So the B'Vid Achiton, I assume, means in the Kodesh, I think is what it means. So he says, Rabin Bar Adav, Rabin Bar Adav, Ami Parvayi, which sounds like two brothers. It should be a rainy year and a hot year. So the Gemara interjects, is that a positive that it should be a hot year? He says, that's a negative. Why would he pray that it be a hot year? Ella, in Shuna, rather the feeling was, if it's a hot year, it should be lots of rain and lots of dew. That's one part. And the next line, that you should not entertain the tefillah of the Obrei Derachim, the wayfarers. In other words, I'm Palel, there should be rain. But the wayfarer doesn't want the rain. So the Gemara says, so he's saying, what good would that tefillah do, the Kohen Gadol, if you have Rebbe Chanina Mendoza? Rebbe Chanina Mendoza is there, then the rain's going to stop. Rebbe Acha Berei Derava, Masayim Mishmei Derav Yehuda, Rebbe Acha, son of Rava, said that the tefillah concluded in the name of Rabbi Yehuda. Lo yadei abit shulchan be Beit Yehuda. Let the rulership, like the authority, not leave Beit Yehuda. Now the article, they said, I don't know if I agree with this. The article said it's talking about the Reish Galuta in Babel. You know, in Eretz Israel they had the Nasi, and in Babel they had the Reish Galuta. So they were saying in the art scroll that the Chashmonaim were in time of the Beis Hamikdash, and after the Chashmonaim they had people run the show who weren't even Jewish, but there's still a Nasi like with the Sanhedrin. So I don't know, but he says that the rulership shouldn't leave Beit Yehuda. The Jewish people shouldn't be required to support one another, and there shouldn't be support. They shouldn't need support from any other nation. Because every day there's a heavenly voice that goes out. There's a famous line. The whole world is supported in the merit of Chanina, my son, meaning Chanina Mendoza. Chanina, my son, is supported with a kav, a measure of carobs from Friday to Friday. Meaning, he's mistapei kumuah. He gets off a little, but in his zechus, the whole world is supported with his zechuyos. Now, we'll just do a few lines. That'll be it for tonight. That his wife, Rabbi Mendoza's wife, would be accustomed to heat up the oven every Friday,
b'shavi akarta and put like smoke in it. He says mishum kisuva. They didn't have dough, but everybody would be baking dough on Friday afternoon. There's a whole halach about baking the challahs, but she didn't have it, so she put like a little smoke. So havalahach shivavat b'bishta. Yeah, lousy neighbor. Amra, the lousy neighbor says, met the yadana delayt luhu v'lomidi. I know these neighbors have nothing. They got zero. He says, my kuli hai, what's all the smoke coming up? Asla b'tarfa abava. So she goes next door and she knocks on the door. That's an act. The isfa of island drona. So the wife of Rechina Mendoza is embarrassed. She goes into the inner room. It's Avid Lanisa. So a miracle occurred. The chazit tanur amalei lachma. The neighbor sees the oven is filled with bread. Va'adna malilisha. She sees the kneading trough filled with dough. This is Amrla, planita, planita. Iti mas the kakarit lachme. Planita, like whatever the woman's name was, come, you know, you gotta grab like the instrument to get the bread out of the oven. So Amrla, so Rukhina Mendoza's wife said, Afanalahati item. That's why I went to get the item, like whatever that thing is, like in the pizza shops they have. So Tana, Atana Torna Braisa, Ahila Vimar than Nicholas, she did go in for that reason. They should let up an Isim. She was accustomed to all these miracles occurring. Okay. She didn't have to wait. Right, right. Okay, now, let's just, like, I got to wrap it up tonight. All right, so I'm waiting. You know, I'm tap. Oh, there we go. No. One second, why can't I? Wait! I'm trying to end this thing here. Let me go back. How do I? Okay. I'm trying to. That's it. No, but it didn't end the recording. And I don't think that was good enough.